They still ain't selling drinks on Southwest, y'all. Spirit sell drinks. Shit. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I know that was random. I couldn't believe it. Go ahead.
What's up? You guys are watching Half Woke News. Let's get into this first story. So Washington State is dealing with a lot, including murder hornets. Yeah, as if the pandemic wasn't enough. Entomologist. Ryan, how do we say this word?
Entomologist. Entomologist.
I hope it's right. Y'all know bug people, they do this shit. They destroyed 500 live specimens of murder hornets, including 200 queens that had the potential to go and start their own nest. Now, scientists had to trap several hornets and then they attached radio trackers to some of them using dental floss to find the nest. Once they went and found the nest, they destroyed it, counted the queens and felt happy because they're like, oh, now she can't go and start other things. The murder hornets are a big threat, not really to humans, but to the honeybees, because they can decimate thousands of bees and destroy hives in a matter of hours. And this is known as their slaughter phase. And you know, we need bees. We barely got any of them left, thanks to us. And yeah, we need them. We need them motherfuckers to keep pollinating shit. So the murder hornets, we're killing them. I still do feel bad because I'm like, damn, like we feel so.
Look at Clay's like, face.
Because we as humans just think we get to do whatever we want to these species. Like if something came and was like, you know what, these earthlings are, I'm just fuck these. Like it said, even though they're murder hornets, I'm like, well, we decided the fate of 200 queens and they'll never have kids. So there's that.
Murder hornets.
Where do murder hornets come from?
Hornets come from, exactly.
Here's the thing. Murder hornets come from Asia and they kill a couple of dozen people in Asia a year. But nobody knows how they got here. And I fully believe somebody brought them over here. TSA so worried about my little weed in my suitcase. Why don't you, where the fuck, who let the murder hornets through? A murder hornet ain't gonna make it across the ocean.
And my thing is, they train them like that, fool. Just like, you got some pit bulls, they would not attack you because they have been trained well. And you have other ones that were fed raw meat, fool. You know what I'm saying? And they will kill you, or they will switch up on you. They train those hornets to be killers, fool. They are not supposed to take us out like that.
Who's the entomologist that was like studying this shit and named them murder hornets? They phase as the slaughter phase. Like, is this some Stephen King shit? Like, who?
But do you know what they do? Do you know what they do?
No, what they do?
These niggas literally decapitate bees' heads and wear that shit around their neck like a trophy, dog. These niggas is brutal. They disrespectful, dog, on the ops. They the type of niggas that be like, we smoking on your honey, we smoking on your queen pack, nigga. These the type of niggas. Hornets ain't shit, no way. Hornets serve no purpose.
Oh my God.
Bees, they do.
They do. Do they?
If we need some bees, we can holler at Beyonce because she got a whole beehive at the crib in the backyard. You know what I'm saying?
Hornets don't contribute shit.
I think it is ironic that they, you know, that they call murder hornets and niggas is just murdering them. But I mean, I feel like it's got to be something else to do than just take them all out. Like, where the fuck is PETA at? They ain't got a better idea. Like, how the fuck did we get a flu from Asia and murder hornets from Asia? Like, it really sounds sketchy to me. But yeah. I mean, I guess 2020 is like the Asian takeover, fucking us up.
They are taking over everything. And I think the main thing is to let us know we are not safe. If you don't know that by now, by November 2020, if you don't know, no matter what you do, where you go, mask off, bugs.
Just be glad it's hornets. Hornets? What? Just be glad it's hornets.
Why?
Because what if it was murder roaches? Now you being helped by a razor blade in the middle of the night, a roach that got you, get the fuck up, man. Put your whole ass in that kitchen. Get that cereal out the refrigerator, bitch ass nigga. Cut them lights off. Like, what? You better be glad it's only hornets that know how to murder.
What is wrong with you? What is
I'm
wrong
just saying, with you? You better be glad it's only hornets that's murdering.
That's fair, because I was going to say, you know, well, hornets is worse because they can fly, but niggas really forget when they roaches when roaches feel like it, them niggas, like Jordan, will take off.
They will take just off on like, you. It's scary. It's so scary. It's so scary.
On sight, nigga, on sight.
Yes, they will. Roaches take off like fuck it, you know? I mean, it's Super Saiyan time. I was just going to crawl and sneak, but now you got to smell my cologne. I'm going to pull up on you.
I'm not going to lie. Them roaches scary, but then them hornets too. Like, anything that stings, you know what I'm saying? I'm scared of all that stuff. I don't want nothing outside. You know, hornet, bees, all that hurt.
The fact that they go to the lengths of, like, performing stings on hornets, like, they say they put radio trackers on them.
Yes.
And tracked them niggas to the nest and broke in that motherfucker like gangbusters. Like, bitch, everybody died. Like, imagine you just a little humble bee, just a little humble hornet, just trying to sting a motherfucker, you know, do your job. And then somebody put a tracker on you, like you men, like it's Men in Black, and raid your whole house. It's very sad. Whatever happened to just a SWAT or a shoe? These niggas got radio.
My cousins was country. They'd kill a roach with their hand, fool. They'd be walking on the wall. Back! Hey, you got it there, fool. You gotta go.
No, but that's true, because on the they use dental floss and put it on there. And I feel bad for the hornets that didn't know that they was like the snitches. They was infiltrating the whole nest. Like, imagine being that hornet. You ain't even know.
He was wearing wire. He was like, look, don't kill me, dog. I promise you, I know a whole bunch more. It's the queen. Nigga, we got 60 queens, man. The 60 queens, nigga. That nigga was in there wearing that wire like, so, what y'all up to?
You want to murder anybody tonight, huh?
I'm killing a little murderous. Oh, my murder. Shit.
Oh, shit. Man,
that's fucked up.
That's hilarious. So Washington State is on the lookout right now for the next couple years, they said. And I hope to never see one in my lifetime. So that's that. You want to go into we was laughing so much in this story. The second one is like, and now back to the other real problems in America.
Back to the bullshit. Back on my bullshit. Yeah.
Alrighty, so our second story. Cop calls black people worse race. David W. Happ, I believe, an Albany, New York police officer called black people the worst fucking race. He was suspended after body camera footage captured him making derogatory comments, and now he will be fired. Made statements while pumping gas with another officer whose camera happened to be on. The Albany mayor, Kathy Sheehan, I believe, said that the statement in and of itself can not be construed any other way than being a racist statement that does not reflect the values of the Albany Police Department. I'm gonna read the worst parts of what he said. I guess the triggering part of what he said is, I know it sounds terrible to say, but I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I sincerely don't. Bro, they're the worst fucking race. I don't get it. You can't deny. He goes on to say some other stuff.
It's not like it's an overwhelmingly, like 50% to 50% shot where you get a call and they're like, yeah, white male, or, you know what I mean?
Oh, my buddies is going to be scared, and they said he tested positive, and they go, hey, is this suspect a white male? And you're like, no. And it's like, I always see what you're going to say. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I sincerely don't, because, bro, they're the worst fucking race, and I don't, you can't deny it. Over the last X amount of months, they are, and you know, because we worked, they are getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting worse, and people are defending them. Mm-hmm. Are you fucking kidding me?
In short, there's a cop who was randomly talking to his other cop friend and said that black people were the worst fucking race. And in short, my issue is this, which I believe most people's issue is, even if 100% of your encounters with black people were the worst encounters you've ever had in life, you cannot take that sample size and then say that the entire race of black people are the worst based off of your encounters. And the fact that people with those type of ideologies get to become police officers is problematic. So for anybody who says it's just a few bad apples and so on and so forth, of course it's not 100%, but this is just one we caught that has nothing to do with all the ones that exist. And the fact that we had to wait until one of these people shoots an unarmed person
and go through the entire trial to find out they're a piece of shit. Clearly, that's not the case. This guy is. There's no justification. This is not police work. He was fucking supposed to be pumping gas, and he decided to say black people are the worst fucking race. Didn't shoot anybody, but how many times has he given a ticket? Pulled somebody over, put some cuffs on too tight, roughed somebody up, been short with somebody, because he thinks this race is the worst fucking race. So that's what we get.
I don't know what else is. I mean, that shit ain't new. It's just somebody heard it that wasn't supposed to hear it. They done showed this shit in so many motherfucking ways. Remember a few years ago, they had the Christmas tree and they put Popeye's chicken on the motherfucker and all the shit they found from the hood and hot chips and all the shit that they get and malt liquor. And that shit was just supposed to be, oh, it was just, you know, we was just having fun. Man, that's how the fuck y'all live. That's what y'all think. That's what the fuck it is. And you don't look at the circumstances involved in it. Okay, yeah, if you're seeing all the crimes that black people doing, well, where are you patrolling?
Exactly. You need to be in your neighborhood anyway. That's your problem. You in the wrong hood for your job description, sir.
But you're right, Clay. Like, a lot of it does, if that's what you keep seeing, it's like, because that's where you're at and that's what you see. But black people aren't the only ones committing crimes. You're just in that area.
Yeah, and the whole and just, oh, they do this and that, and it's like, all right, you saying that, but you're seeing criminals.
There's right. so
and
many
you
want to
lump all black people into being criminals.
There's so many problems with making such a vastly sweeping statement, which, hey, we live in a free country, you can have those thoughts, but you can't have those thoughts and supposed to be of all the people. The fact that you can believe that your encounters are representative of all black people is a big fucking problem, because your job, you literally are in control of life and death situations. And if you have such a strong biases against a group of people from your limited encounters with people, that's an issue. And one of the craziest things is that goes beyond just him himself is his partner just went along with it and said, yeah, I get it.
What did he say?
Yeah, he just agreed with it. Even if he didn't share the beliefs, he didn't stop him, even knowing that his fucking buddy has these beliefs and could, like, make bad decisions based off of these beliefs. But the sheriff, Sheriff Craig Apple, which is a stupid fucking name, but the sheriff said that he wanted to have a talk with the deputy in the video, but his actions would likely not warrant discipline. The officer that said this stuff actually completed racial diversity training and workshops. So instead of just firing the motherfucker,
they didn't fire him?
Wow.
Not immediately.
That was a statement. They kill us and don't get fired. Of course, you can say black people are horrible and get by. Shit. They
not horrible. Us out. The worst. Have no charges. The worst race.
And if you think that somebody is the worst race, how you think you're gonna treat them?
Off top.
You gonna treat them worse?
That's why you chose that job. You used to get bullied by black people, fool, and you wanted to be in charge. You wanted to be the boss. So you went and did that where you had to have minimum, you know what I'm saying, training.
And he said that they're getting worse. He said they're the worst race and they're getting worse. I can't understand why anybody would defend them. He can't understand why anybody would defend an entire fucking race because they're the worst and they're getting worse. Yet this guy is in a position to fuck people over their life just by fucking them up and trumping up charges and all type of things and just straight up murdering them. That's why people are defending these people, because of people like you.
Right.
But he gets to get that position. It's in his bloodline. That's his position. He can say that on camera. He could have killed us on camera. He wouldn't have been cool. You think he can't say a statement? We're so offended. But he's going on with his day. He took some training. He went to HR, took a little training, and he's going on with his day. It's nothing.
The only thing that I could even think to, like, get across to people with this fucking story is, like, to anybody who thinks that the only way that somebody can harbor ill will or ignorance towards a certain group of people is to murder them unjustly while unarmed, you're wrong. There's a lot of different things that police officers can do. And just because it's not seen or heard about to the max, i.e. death, does not mean it doesn't happen. I mean, there's lying in police reports. There's racial profiling. There's roughing up. There's all different type of things. And that's what this shows right here, that we don't have to just see a Derek Chauvin choking somebody out. There's other things and other feelings that people harbor. So, and this is just one that we caught. Mind you, I don't know if the video is ever shown. This is not the body cam footage. This is a recording of a monitor that's showing the body cam footage.
And how did they, like, because I'm sure they record for hours and hours and hours. How did they catch this recording? Did the other partner say something about
it? So the other partner that was just agreeing, but wasn't saying anything, was just agreeing, his body cam happened to be on. All of that body cam footage gets transferred to the department. Somebody was reviewing all of the body cam footage and decided to pull out a personal recorder, just like a phone, and recorded the monitor. So that's not downloaded footage. That's somebody with a fucking cell phone recording a monitor. Whoever that person was leaked the footage. So
and
it's
they
like
were
this, I mean, probably. I don't know, but
and I think that thing that's a problem that's just indicative of all the police departments. That's part of the reason why we're never given the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. That's why we're always assumed guilty before anything.
Assumed armed and dangerous
because they're the worst.
Yeah,
this is what they do. We associate crime with Black people, and this is what they do. So even if you an old lady who happens to be a fucking lawyer or some shit in the city, you Black, y'all the worst, so you gonna get treated like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's police love to say this shit. Police love to say this shit, like, you never know what's gonna happen. Every situation is different. Mm-hmm, but the why the fuck do y'all keep doing the same shit in all the situations that involve us where we get shot? If every situation is supposed to be fucking different and you're supposed to handle it different, why is it anytime you have fear going up to a car, you unload on the person in the car? If every situation is different.
You know what, though? One of the most insidious things about this entire situation is that, like, it don't stop at murder. It don't even stop at police, because police are just one of the few, actually the only position like that that happen to have body cams. And when we get these videos, it just happens to accidentally be on. How many, like you said, how many lawyers are saying shit like this? How many judges are making decisions with these type of biases? There's 300 police officers in Albany. This is just two. You think these are only two with these ideas? Right. 300. Mm-hmm. This is not the only two police officers. Mm-hmm. It's not like there's no other judges, no other Supreme Court people. No, there's a lot of people with these ideas, and this idea that the ones we see are the only ones that exist is fucking bullshit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Before the cameras, you just hear about it, but now it's the camera footage. It's like you can see it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know.
How this situation should have played out was his partner should have reported it to their higher ups. The higher ups should have immediately fired that person. Like, that's what, when we say, like, defund the police, when we say, like, there needs to be some type of abolishment and restructure, it's because that shit should not be acceptable. And yes, when the Asian guy was telling the Black guy, like, this is an N-word free zone and saying like that, and they found out that he was a realtor and gets fired, like, a lot of these people are doctors and lawyers and this and that, and that does suck, but they don't have guns. So yes, I want to find out all those fucking people and let's get to that list and try to change that, but let's stop the fucking, these people think like this who got guns, who are walking around the city first, like, that shit gotta stop. And this is how it needs to be handled, because the fact that his partner, whether he said it or not, it's like, that's not a, like you said, there's 300 other ones. That should have stuck out, like, oh, here's the bad apple. There's one
well,
bad
the
apple.
Well, the reason it didn't stick out is because, the reason that it didn't stick out was because his partner agreed. So you're not gonna snitch on his partner. They was talking shit together. They were in the middle of a conversation. So that's two police officers who share, at the very least, similar ideas. So that's why his partner didn't snitch, because he was talking shit too, which is odd that he's not in this story at all. But I would like to just say this, the statement that the mayor of Albany said, which is very problematic, although I understand that she's trying to be whatever, but she said, the statement in and of itself can be construed no other way than being racist, the mean a racist statement that does not reflect the values of the Albany Police Department. Here's the problem. You cannot separate the values of the police department from the people who make up the police department. So if the police have these values and the police make up the department, those are the values of the department. So I understand that the mayor would like to separate those things, but the issue is that these departments, these cities, are made up of people with these values. So you, these are reflective of these values, and they have to change.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all hired them knowing y'all didn't know, but most of y'all know y'all like that anyway. And most of y'all just wait for somebody to open the door so you can amen it like that partner did. You know what I'm saying? And y'all getting in positions, and y'all getting in positions to throw your weight around because that's how you really feel. But at the end of the day, it's messed up because you're just trying to use that position to go with your racial feelings and shit instead of doing your damn job. You know what I'm saying? But whatever.
Yeah. And I don't know the stats on it, but I remember hearing stories maybe earlier this year, maybe last year, where it was black police officers that stood up and said something about their department and got fired for it. They didn't say white people the worst race. They didn't say, they just said, hey, it is racism in the department. It's stuff that happens. And I done seen motherfuckers get let go for Facebook videos and shit and other shit when...
It wasn't no training they could go to. It wasn't no HR session they could go to. You had to fire them. It wasn't no, here's how to represent the police department. You had to fire them.
But they did it up. Right. So back to what Ron said, that's not the values that reflect y'all. Then why is it the values that you display?
Boy, you better say that.
So, I mean, it's like, I don't know whose job it is to call out these, like, these lies and stuff like that, because it's very easy for the mayor to be like, that ain't us, lady. That is y'all, because that's what y'all comprised of. You're comprised of people who full of shit. So you can't say that ain't us, because that's all y'all do. You fire black people who call out racism. You put people who do racism on paid administrative leave. Nigga, that's a vacation. That means this man said, you know what I hate? Niggas, god damn, I hate niggas.
And if he was,
how about we pay you and you don't come to work?
Yeah, you get rewarded. You get rewarded for hating niggas. How about you stay home? We'll send you a check and we'll just investigate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it don't, and if he don't represent y'all, then get rid of him. Because he's supposed to represent you.
So, he might have wanted a vacation. Like you said, he might have wanted a vacation, man. He might be like, man, I don't say nigga today.
You know what the fuck I...
Bitch, I'm trying to go fishing.
Vacation!
I think one of the scariest things is that the system works. And a lot of people say the system is broken. It's like, no, this is what the system was designed to do.
There you go.
How do you fix something that's working beautifully is beyond my 29 years of knowledge. But... nigga, it's like, hey, yeah, if you don't fuck with black people, join our team. If you take up for black people, nigga, you fire. And we might fuck you up just because we feel like it. We might stick some murder hornets on you. Right. So watch your fucking mouth. So.
The last thing that's important to say on this is he wants to say because of what he sees every day and the criminals of black people, they're the worst. There's too much fucking knowledge in the world. Google's a thing. There's black mayors. We had a black president. You've seen plenty of black examples around. Turn on the fucking TV. It's not all people doing terrible shit. Like, this is 2020. Great examples of black leaders, speakers, people on CNN talking, like, there's political correspondents who are educated, who knows what an entomologist is. Like, there's great excellence in the world. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's an excuse. And if you want to feel that way, it's because you want to fucking feel that way. And there's no excuse to feel that way, because all you have to do is use Google. If you want to find good black people, Google that.
The most famous and successful people are black. Michael Jackson, Beyonce, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Mike Tyson, Jesus Christ, all of them black. You know some good black people, motherfucker. But you know, right. I digress.
Same. Right. He don't acknowledge them for that. Like, you acknowledge what you come up around. He acknowledged Hitler.
Right.
He acknowledged.
His top five is Hitler.
The Nazis, the damn.
Wait a minute. I didn't even think about
you
that.
You want famous black stuff. They don't mess with that.
We hope you guys woke up just a little bit more with us today. That was another episode of Half Woke News. Make sure you drop a comment below, like this video, subscribe to All Dev Nation. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm Precious.
I'm Clayton English.
See you next time.
We hit that hoe.
We hit that. We got that.